Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're going to be diving into the world of injection molding plastics.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you know how, like, a ton of the things we use every day are actually made from plastic?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Awesome.
We've got this super interesting article here that breaks down all the different types of plastics that are used in this process.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to, you know, try to help you guys listening understand, like, the key properties of each one so you can make smarter choices about the products you use.
Yeah, it's crazy how these materials are everywhere, right? Like they're just kind of hidden in plain sight.
Totally.
Like you interact with them all the time, but probably don't really think about like what they actually are or like how they work.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty cool.
For sure. Like I know PVC is used in pipes, but I don't really know much beyond that, to be honest.
Right.
Like, I'm curious about what makes each plastic unique and why one would be chosen over another for a specific thing.
Yeah, it's all about their molecular structure.
Okay. Even tiny differences at that level, like really tiny, can result in huge differences in how the plastic behaves in the real world, you know?
Wow, that's pretty wild. So our source lists polyethylene, polypropylene, polyvinyl chloride, polystyrene, ABS plastic, polycarbonate, and polyamide.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. That's a lot to keep track of.
It's like a whole family.
Right. Like, how are we supposed to know all of those?
Aha. Well, think of it like a personality test.
Oh, okay.
For plastics. Each one has its own, like, strengths and weaknesses, you know?
I like that. So where should we start on this plastic personality deep dive?
Let's start with polyethylene, or PE for short.
Okay.
This is kind of the workhorse of the plastic world.
Interesting.
Like, it's super versatile. It's in everything, you know, from, like, containers and pipes to films and even those big industrial buckets.
Yeah, the source highlights how it's used in a ton of different products.
Yeah.
Why is it so adaptable? What makes it so good?
Well, it's got a combination of properties that make it a real winner.
Okay, like what? First, it's got great chemical resistance.
What does that mean, chemical resistance?
It can handle most acids and alkalis without breaking down.
Uh-huh.
Which is why it's often used for things like chemical storage containers.
You don't have to worry about, like, your container dissolving or something.
Right, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. And its talents don't stop there.
Uh-huh.
It also has low water absorption.
Okay.
So it won't get soggy or weak in wet environments.
Like if it's raining or something.
Exactly. Like, think about outdoor pipes that are constantly exposed to the elements.
They need to be able to hold up in all sorts of conditions.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is impressive.
And on top of all that, polyethylene is also a really good electrical insulator.
Wow, so it's chemically resistant, water resistant, and an electrical insulator.
Yeah.
That explains why it's used in so many things. And our source also mentions that it's pretty cost effective and recyclable.
Yeah, so it's good for the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And good for the planet.
Nice. Win-win. So let's move on to another one, maybe.
Okay, sure. Let's talk about polypropylene.
Polypropylene. Okay.
PP.
PP. Got it.
This one is really good at withstanding high temperatures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The article said it can keep its shape even at 150 degrees Celsius.
Whoa, that's hot.
Yeah, seriously. So, like, a polypropylene container could handle boiling water without warping or anything.
Wow, that's super useful.
Yeah, which is why it's great for reusable food containers.
Oh.
And other kitchenware that needs to be dishwasher safe.
I see.
You'll also find polypropylene in car parts that, like, get exposed to engine heat because it can handle those high temperatures without losing its strength.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So is polypropylene the best choice for anything that has to, like, withstand heat?
Well, yeah. It's definitely a top contender.
Okay.
But how does it stack up against polyethylene in terms of overall strength and durability?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, generally speaking, polypropylene is stronger and more rigid than polyethylene. It's kind of like comparing like a sturdy chair to a flexible plastic bag.
I see.
They both have their uses.
Right.
But if you need something that can hold its shape under pressure, polypropylene is usually the better choice.
That's interesting. So even though they're both like polys, their molecular makeup makes them super different.
Exactly. And that's what makes studying plastics so interesting. There's so much variety.
It's like a whole world we don't even think about.
Yeah. And our source actually does this really cool comparison of polypropylene to some other common plastics.
Oh, cool.
Like, it's like a plastic showdown to see how they measure up against each other.
I'm ready for this plastic showdown.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's bring in our first challenger.
Okay.
polyvinyl chloride, better known as PVC.
Ah, PVC. I've heard of that one.
It's everywhere, right? You mentioned pipes earlier, but it's also used in flooring, siding, even some clothing items.
Yeah, I know it's pretty cheap, and I've heard it's good at resisting flames.
You're right. Those are two of its biggest advantages.
Especially in construction, right?
Exactly. But there's a catch.
Uh-oh, what's the catch?
Our source points out that PVC can release harmful substances at high temperatures.
Okay, so there are some safety concerns there.
So while it's great for pipes and flooring, you probably wouldn't want to use it in anything that gets super hot.
Right, that makes sense.
Okay, now for our next challenger.
Okay, bring it on.
Let's bring in polystyrene.
Polystyrene.
Or PS.
PS, okay.
This is the plastic that's often used in like disposable cups, you
Yeah.
know, food containers, packaging materials.
Yeah, okay.
It's known for being clear and a good insulator,
Okay.
but it's also pretty brittle.
Yeah, I feel like I'm always breaking polystyrene cups and stuff.
Right, exactly.
So not the best choice if you need something really durable.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so what's up next? Who's our next contender?
Let's go with ABS plastic.
ABS plastic. That sounds kind of familiar.
It should. It's a big deal in the automotive industry, especially when it comes to dashboards and interior trims.
Oh, right. The source mentioned that.
Yeah, so ABS plastic is tough enough to handle the wear and tear of a car's interior.
It must be pretty strong then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Plus, it's got high surface hardness.
What does that mean?
So it's resistant to scratches and dents.
Oh, that's a good feature for a car.
Yeah, for sure. And it's easy to process, which helps keep the cost down.
Nice. So it's strong, scratch resistant, and affordable. That's pretty impressive. How does it compare to polypropylene for car parts?
That's a good question. They both have their pros and cons.
Okay.
Polypropylene is often lighter than ABS, which can be a big deal for fuel efficiency, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But ABS might be better if you need that extra toughness and impact resistance.
So again, it really just depends on what you need it for.
Yeah, exactly. There's no one best plastic. It all comes down to what you need it to do.
Cool. So we've got a couple more plastics, right?
Yeah, we still have two more waiting in the wings.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, we have polycarbonate or PC
Oh, PC, got it.
and polyamide, which you might know better as nylon.
Oh, nylon, yeah. So what are these guys all about?
Well, polycarbonate is like the champion of impact resistance and transparency.
Oh, wow.
Think of things like safety helmets
Okay.
and optical instruments where you need something that's strong A and D see-through.
Yeah. Okay. So those are pretty specific uses.
Right.
All right. What about nylon? I feel like I see nylon everywhere.
Yeah, nylon is super durable and wear resistant.
Okay.
You'll find it in gears, machinery parts, anything that needs to really hold up under pressure.
Like stuff that takes a beating.
Exactly.
Wow. It's amazing how each of these plastics has its own little, like, superpower.
Right. That's really cool.
But with so many options, how do people decide which one to use?
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Our source highlights how important it is to consider a bunch of different factors.
Okay.
And we've talked about some of them already,
Yeah.
but let's dive in a little deeper.
Awesome. I'm ready to dive in. Let's break down those key factors.
Okay.
Hit me with them.
All right.
Okay, so those are some of the big players in the plastic world.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have. So when a manufacturer is trying to choose the right plastic, like, what are the main things they're thinking about?
Well, we've touched on some of them already, you know, like how much heat it can handle, how tough it
Yeah,
is.
right.
But let's break it down a bit more systematically, you know, really get into it.
Okay, sounds good.
So first up, we have what are called mechanical properties.
Mechanical properties, okay.
Yeah, this basically refers to how a material responds to forces.
Forces, like what kind of forces?
Yeah, like tension, compression, impact, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, so like how strong a material is and how well it can handle being like pushed or pulled or hit.
Exactly.
Okay, so what are some real world examples of that?
Sure. Think about a phone case, right?
Okay.
You want it to be flexible so it doesn't break when you drop your phone. So you need a plastic with high tensile strength.
Tensile strength, so that's like its ability to resist being pulled apart.
Yeah, exactly. Good one. And then think about something like a plastic chair.
Okay.
It needs to hold a person's weight without like collapsing, right?
Yeah, obviously.
So that's where compressive strength comes in.
Okay, compressive strength.
It basically measures how well a material can resist being squished, you know?
Right, so like how much weight it can hold before it gets crushed.
Exactly. And then, of course, if you're designing something like a helmet, you need a material with high impact resistance.
Right, so it can absorb the shock of an impact without like cracking or shattering.
Yeah, that's super important for safety.
Absolutely.
Right.
So it seems like understanding those mechanical properties is like the first step.
Yeah, it's crucial for choosing the right plastic for the job.
Okay, what else is there? What else should we be thinking about?
All right, next up is thermal stability.
Thermal stability. What's that?
So this is all about how plastic behaves when it's exposed to heat. Some plastics, like we saw with polypropylene, can handle super high temperatures without losing their shape.
Right, right.
But others might melt or become brittle, which wouldn't be good in certain situations.
Yeah, like you wouldn't want your car's dashboard melting on a hot day or your food container warping in the dishwasher.
Exactly. So if you're designing something that's going to get hot, you need a plastic with a high melting point and good thermal stability.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it's not just about high temperatures, you know?
Oh, right.
Some plastics can become brittle and crack in cold temperatures.
Oh, I see.
So for products used outdoors, like in the winter, you'd need a plastic that can handle those temperature swings.
Right, so it doesn't just shatter when it gets cold.
Exactly. And that's why manufacturers test these things really carefully, you know?
Oh, yeah. They have to make sure it can handle whatever conditions it's going to be exposed to.
For sure.
It's wild how much science goes into all of this.
Well, I know, right?
Okay, so what's next on our list of important factors?
Let's talk about chemical resistance.
Chemical resistance, okay.
This basically refers to how a plastic reacts when it comes in contact with different substances, like acids, alkalis, solvents, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, right. We talked about that with polyethylene, how it's resistant to chemicals.
Exactly. So it's perfect for things like chemical storage containers or pipes that might be carrying harsh substances.
Makes sense.
But not all plastics are so tough in that regard.
Oh, okay.
Some can degrade or weaken when they're exposed to certain chemicals.
So it really depends on what you're using it for.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, for something like a bottle of cleaning products, you need a plastic that can withstand the chemicals in the cleaner.
Right. You wouldn't want the bottle to dissolve or leak or something.
Exactly. Safety first.
Always. Okay, so we've talked about strength, heat resistance, chemical resistance. What else is there?
Well, we can't forget about cost, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Money always matters.
Haha, right. Different plastics have different price tags, and manufacturers have to consider that when they're designing something.
That makes sense.
Like, sometimes you don't need the most expensive, high-performance plastic, you know?
Right, if a cheaper one will do the job just fine.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance between, like, how well it performs and how much it costs.
Makes sense.
And sometimes, spending a bit more upfront on a durable plastic might actually save you money in the long run because it'll last longer.
Oh, that's a good point. So it's like an investment.
Yeah, kind of. And then we also have to consider, like, the environmental cost, right?
Oh, yeah, that's important, too. It's not just about the money, but also the impact on the planet.
Exactly. And that's where recyclability comes in.
Right. Some plastics are easier to recycle than others.
Yeah, and some can be recycled multiple times without losing their quality.
So it's a lot to think about.
It is. There are so many factors to weigh when you're choosing the right plastic.
Wow. So it's like a balancing act, thinking about the strength, the durability, heat, chemicals, cost, and the environment.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a lot more complicated than I ever realized.
Uh-huh. I know, right?
But that's what makes it so interesting.
Exactly. And the more we understand about these materials, the better choices we can make, right?
Totally. So how can we use this knowledge?
Yeah.
Like in our everyday lives, what can our listeners take away from all of this?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that the type of plastic used to make something really matters.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not just a random choice, you know. It affects how strong something is, how long it lasts, how safe it is, even its impact on the environment.
So it's not enough to just trust that the manufacturer picked the right plastic. We should be thinking about it, too.
Yeah, I think so. We have a responsibility to be informed, to ask questions, you know?
Right.
And the more we know about plastics, the better equipped we are to make those smart choices.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So what's the one thing you really want our listeners to remember from this deep dive?
That's a tough one. But if I had to pick just one thing, it would be don't underestimate the power of plastics.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean it. They're literally everywhere, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
They shape our world in so many ways, and the more we understand about them, the better we can use them responsibly.
That's such a great point. Don't underestimate the power of plastics. I'm definitely going to be looking at things differently now.
I hope so. And now that you, our listener, know more about all these different plastics, I have a challenge for you.
Oh, a challenge. Okay, I like it.
Go take a look around your home or office.
All right, I'm looking.
Can you guess what type of plastic different objects are made from? Like, what properties were important when they were designing that thing?
That's such a cool idea. It's like a plastic scavenger hunt.
Exactly. Go forth and investigate. And remember, there's always more to
Oh,
learn.
yeah, the world of plastics is huge. Man, this has been such a cool deep dive.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I feel like I've learned so much about plastics, like I never really thought about them much before.
I know, right? It's
Yeah.
easy to just kind of take them for granted.
Totally. But now I'm looking at everything differently. Like I can actually see how much thought goes into choosing the right plastic for each product.
Exactly. Like we've gone from not really knowing anything about plastic types
Yeah.
to understanding like how their molecular structure actually affects their properties.
Right. And how those properties determine what they're used for, whether it's a car part or a water bottle or whatever.
It's like we've unlocked a secret code.
I know. Now when I look at a plastic thing, I'm like, is this polyethylene or polypropylene? And
Exactly.
what made them choose that specific plastic for this, you know?
It's like you're a plastic detective now.
Aha, kinda. But seriously, it makes you realize that these choices actually matter, you know?
Oh, yeah, for
Like,
sure.
it's not just about the plastic itself, it's about the impact it has on the environment, too.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the environment, you know, we talked about recycling.
Yeah.
Are there other things we can do to, like, lessen the negative impact of plastics?
That's a great question. And it's something that a lot of people are working on. Like, there's a lot of research and development happening in that area.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, one really promising area is bioplastics.
Bioplastics. What are those?
So basically, they're plastics made from renewable resources like plants.
Oh, wow. So instead of using fossil fuels, they're using plants.
Exactly. So it's much more sustainable.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So they're like trying to make those bioplastics more durable and affordable.
Yeah, exactly. The goal is to make them a viable replacement for traditional plastics in all sorts of applications.
That's so cool. It's exciting to think about how much progress is being made.
I know, right? There's a lot to be hopeful about.
For sure. Well, this deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
You too.
I'm going to be way more aware of the plastics I use now, that's for sure.
I think that's a great takeaway. Like, just being more mindful of the choices we make can make a big difference.
Totally. Well, thanks again for joining us on this plastic adventure.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope you learned something new and that you'll keep exploring the amazing world of materials.
It's a fascinating world out there.
It is. All right, that's it for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.